The Palace Performing Arts Center and the City of Cohoes today announced new programming and initiatives at the Cohoes Music Hall, part of the grand reopening of a venue that dates back to 1874. Back in March, Albany's Palace Theater took the reins of management at the Cohoes Music Hall. For the next 3 years, the Palace will oversee the operation and decide which events will play at the venue.
We're really excited to welcome the Music Hall into the Palace family.
Palace Executive Director Holly Brown says the hall is just coming under the Palace's wing.
There are things that we still are working on and putting in place. Obviously, we want to replicate a lot of the systems that we have in place here at the Palace. Over at the Music Hall, we have systems here that work very well. So we don't want to reinvent the wheel, but we do need to tailor those systems for that beautiful space. We'll be hiring a general manager to manage the theater in the coming weeks. And we will have a lot of shared services between the Palace Theater and Cohoes Music Hall in a lot of areas, including box office, marketing, and then, of course, our event night staff, operations, security, concessions. So it's going to be a great partnership.
Cohoes Mayor Sean Moore says the hall's partnership with the Palace is a result of groundwork done by his uncle, former Cohoes Mayor George Primo, who recently died.
Today was really an exciting but sad moment for me, because if not for his love for the Music Hall and having the courage to invest money in it just before he decided he wasn't going to be able to run for office, we wouldn't be talking about the Music Hall today. It was his energy and his staff that went over there and made the Music Hall what it was when Holly Brown walked in and said, "Wow, this is gorgeous. I think we could become partners."
Brown was impressed with renovations the city made at the theater, including
a new sound system, new curtains, some other things, and they've done a beautiful job restoring the space. So the city does own the building. They are they continue to own the building, and they are hiring us as the management company to really run the facility and handle the programming there. Some of the highlights that we talked about today are the band Tower of Power that's going to be coming in November. 10,000 Maniacs will be coming in also in November. Musicians of Malwick, who is the local chamber music ensemble from the region, is going to be coming in for a performance in February. We have some great family entertainment coming. Park Playhouse is going to present the musical Godspell and the musical Rent next spring. And we've also announced the launch of the Movies at the Music Hall series, which will happen every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. We will have a movie in the Music Hall for $5. And on the first Tuesday of the month, we'll also have a 1 o'clock matinee for the community to come to, and we're partnering with the Cohoes Senior Center, which is right near the Music Hall, for lunch and a movie. So you can come for $7 and get a lunch at the center and a movie ticket to the 1 o'clock matinee. So we're looking to do more things like that in downtown Cohoes and throughout the community, is, you know, really developing important partnerships with some of these businesses and local organizations.
As of today, we announced a whole host of shows that will start in September, and we're booked right up until May of 2017. We have all types of different acts coming to the Music Hall. We have matinee movies for our senior population. Just like the Palace has the movie nights in Albany, we'll have them in Cohoes, and then a whole host of shows. So it's really exciting to see what was a concept just 5-6 months ago turn into the true reality, the true economic engine that we knew that the Palace could help generate here in Cohoes.
Dave Lucas, WAMC News.